Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Healthcare and immigration are topics polarizing enough to make any politician's true colors show. And in the last week or so, Governor Charlie Baker has taken a stance on both issues. As a Republican at the helm of a largely liberal state, Baker prides himself on managing a tight political balancing act. We're joined now by WBUR's Shannon Dooling to help us sort through where the governor stands on some of this. Morning, Shannon.
Good morning, Deb.
So let's start with health care. Baker, a former health care executive, engages on these topics. Last week, he signed a letter to the U.S. Senate leadership asking them not to push forward with the health care overhaul. Any surprise there?
No, not really. This was a bipartisan letter from politicians who, like Baker, you know, believe that ultimately the, quote, skinny repeal, as it was called, would leave more Americans without health care coverage. We know that President Trump, of course, ran on a promise to repeal the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. So this really was an example of Baker sort of splitting with the GOP in Washington, and in the process, probably pleasing many of his Democratic constituents here. But he did hit a bit of a bump in the road locally when he tacked a little bit to the right. We saw the fiscal conservative of Baker pop up when he proposed some reforms to MassHealth this week, and the Democratic legislature wouldn't have it, and ultimately Baker signed off on the Dems version.
Let's shift to immigration. There was some big news there this week. The governor introduced new legislation about how much local law enforcement can cooperate with federal immigration officials. Tell us about that.
Right. So Baker's legislation was filed Tuesday, and it's really in direct response to a landmark decision from the state's highest court issued last week. And the SJC ruled against what are called ICE detainers. So these are this tool that we keep hearing the Trump administration talk about as being crucial to public safety. Basically, they are civil requests from federal immigration officials. They ask local law enforcement and court officers to keep someone in custody who's otherwise free to go. So maybe that person posted bail or their criminal sentence has been served. So ICE asks the local authorities to hold that person a little longer so that they can look into their immigration status. According to the court decision, that's not legal in Massachusetts. There's no statute allowing local officers to continue holding that person. And so Baker's legislation seeks to establish that authority for local law enforcement in certain cases.
Now, the governor has not taken an especially strong position on the larger national immigration debate. And what's been the response to this legislation then? Is it sort of, you know, him making a stand here?
Right. Well, the legislation, you know, strikes definitely some immigration advocates and some political analysts as a pretty significant step. I mean, when it comes to the whole sanctuary city debate, Baker's, you know, not a fan of making Massachusetts a so-called sanctuary state, but he has repeatedly said that he thinks it's a decision best made at the local level. As far as the national debate around immigration goes, he's really tried to distance himself from the Trump administration's hard line. He came out pretty strong against that original travel ban. But for many immigrant rights advocates, it's still not enough. And they especially see this ICE detainer legislation as Baker kind of doing the bidding of the Trump administration. And I think, you know, immigration is one of those issues where it often feels like an all or nothing choice. And that's just not really how Governor Baker operates. And I asked Richard Tesei, the former minority leader of the state Senate, where he thinks this immigration legislation lands the governor.
I know a lot of Republicans who are upset with him right now on his immigration stance, and I know that there are a lot of left-wing organizations, too. And to me, that tells me that he's doing something right and looking at things in a nonpartisan manner.
Well, big picture, Shannon, can Governor Baker continue to walk this tightrope in what's really become a volatile political environment, especially when it comes to the issue of immigration?
Right. Well, immigration is not going anywhere as a political issue. That seems clear. I mean, I think the answer to that question depends on whom you ask, right? So as we've said, immigrant rights advocates would certainly like to see him speaking out more against the president's beefed up enforcement. I'm sure, as we heard Richard Tesei note, there are plenty of Republicans who'd like to see him take more of a hard line. I asked this question of Jeff Berry, a professor of political science at Tufts University. He sees Baker's legislation being pretty focused and proposing cooperation with federal immigration agents when it comes to, you know, violent convicted criminals and not the immigrant who might get picked up, say, for driving without a license. And Berry says that Baker's word choice for the legislation is no accident.
he may, you know, want to keep his fingers in National Republican Party politics, and the immigration story that played out this week fits into that narrative.
And that narrative, it's really one that's been driven by the right for the most part. And so Barry even suggests that Baker's sort of middle-of-the-road purple tightrope walk may prove appealing even to the National Republican Party if they're looking for a new presidential candidate come 2020.
WBUR's Shannon Dooling, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Deb.